There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right
here,
right now. Right, sounds good.
Alright, who wants to take let's hear it, man. You're fucking just roll right in.
Hey guys, what's going on? We're talking about the great cases of the missing 411 and all the stuff that goes on in between, you know.
If it matters, between, we're the Barking Boys.
Yeah, the Barking Boys are talking about the missing 411 and getting lost in forests and everywhere in
mysterious
between.
Mysterious disappearances.
This all I'm gonna bring us back to let's just coin the term where the term 411 got turned, you know, came into existence.
Right.
We got our homie named David Pilates. That's close enough to his name.
Jesus.
Kind of weird, but you know, it's fine. David Pilates was a former police officer investigator. He was a beat cop for a bit. He did some stuff. You know, was a investigator for a little bit, and after leaving the police department, he decided that he was going to get involved in conspiracy about people disappearing from national parks or forested areas. But it was more have to do with national parks and stuff, because for some reason, people love to just go missing in national parks. I don't know what it is. Y'all wander in there. Y'all get lost.
It defines maybe who they are.
The fucking the bear.
Yeah, the bears. Bears maybe. But okay, so the only perhaps thing, the biggest thing against David Pilates and why he's like not like credited as a solid source is because some of his stuff is like, hey, Bigfoot is capturing all these people.
Yeah, that's what I got. Well, we were doing a little research too. It's just like.
He's a very eccentric kind of fella.
He is definitely. Well, I mean, he was part of SWAT. He was part of the San Jose Police Department, and part of a street crimes unit, and did a little bit of detective work. He was also charged with a misdemeanor count of falsely soliciting for charity. So, just real quick, I'm going to give a brief on this one. This guy was literally just being like,
hey. That's only a misdemeanor? We could do that. Hey, guys, in the link in the description.
So, what this guy was doing was like, hey, we're starting a charity. And he was going out to celebrities and getting autographs from celebrities and then selling them.
That's sick. So cool.
Oh, yeah. But after leaving the police force, Pilates wrote books on the topic of Bigfoot, as well as the disappearance of people in national parks and elsewhere, starting with the term. The first book was called The Missing 411, which is...
411 in this case, of course, meaning like it used to be like the number you would call for information, so it's like missing info.
Yeah, so yeah, no, yeah, basically missing people and stuff. So he coined the term over it. Of course, you know, his first thing to do is to blame Bigfoot on a lot of reasons why people are, you know, going missing and stuff like that. But his big thing that he kind of sparked was the whole, hey, people are going missing in national parks and close to around it. And, yeah, that's just kind of where he started off. That's how the missing 411 has kind of started. And there's some really interesting cases that we have to go off of here.
I got a couple. So both of mine take place like basically right down the road from each other.
Really?
In Crater Lake National Park, Oregon. Yep. Now I would like to also mention they were like that'd be like 30, 40 years apart. So it's not like the same gang of fellas was about, you know, hunting after some people to kidnap, abduct, or otherwise murder. But we'll start with number one, this guy, Charles McCullough. So in 1975, this guy, he was a photographer. He's 19 years old. And this dude did, like, the the reason he was at these national parks sounds like a really good idea to me, and I think it would just be cool as shit, right? Like, he wanted to be a photographer, but, like, his goal was just to go around the country to these national parks and get good photos of the scenery. He wanted to hit every national park, and this is from whatever.
Oh, cool. I dig that.
And, dude, that just sounds so cool, right?
Yeah, no, why can't we do that?
Money.
True and real. Never mind.
And so anyways, like, he was doing this really cool thing. And so you're staying with a friend in Eugene, Iowa. And that's the specific town this next case takes in place in as well. But Eugene, Iowa, and he left on the 29th of January in 1975. And he said he's going to be back on the 31st. He's going to this Crater Lake National Park. In fact, he was not back by the 1st of February. So his buddy was like, well, this is wrong, and reported him missing. Allegedly, he was pretty good about intricacies and timelines, and he had never just really just, like, up and stayed an extra couple of days, especially without letting somebody know first, because you're in the wilderness, it's the 70s, you don't have a cell phone, you gotta have a plan, right?
Right.
Yeah, I know.
And he just wasn't that type of guy, so...
That's so rough.
Anyways, he was wearing the following, right? Faded blue jeans, a blue jacket with a hood, hiking boots with snow shields, and a white turtleneck sweater with, like, some designs on it, or whatever. And he also had the camera and camping stuff on his person, right? Because he's taking pictures, and then he also brought, like, a mess kit and a bit of food and that kind of shit. Enough to survive a day or two in the outback. Well, he was last seen on January the 30th. That's 2 days before he was reported missing, one day after he left his buddy's house, at a resort that was nearby. Nearby that resort, a park ranger gave him a ride, or gave a ride to someone matching his description, I should say, into that national park from the resort. So it looks like he at least got there. And then, so I was looking up the weather records, because I don't know much about Oregon, but I know it's northwest, right?
Probably pretty
and
cold.
So it's probably, like, cold and snowy around January the 30th, and yeah, that's about what I got from this place. It is just, like, weatherspark.com, so I could just be, like, off my shit. But it looks like it was consistently below freezing that whole day, that whole week. And there was still snow falling, so you imagine it accumulated some. So there was snow on the ground. It was super fucking cold. So that was the last anybody heard of him. Even a year later, after multiple search parties and people on both foot and plane searched for this guy, they didn't have any luck. Until October of 1976. So that's a year and 10 months or so. And on October 19th, some hikers stumbled upon the blue jeans, the blue jacket with the hood, the hiking boots, and the turtleneck next to some camping gear, some keys that he was known to have on him, just like for a van or some shit.
Right.
A human skull, a lower jaw, and a few other bones kind of strewn about.
Jesus.
Now, that's a little weird. Don't get me wrong. But this is the next bit is kind of what makes it like a weird what the hell kind of thing. Allegedly, and I couldn't really find too much proof on this, so, like, as usual, the disclaimer, take it with a grain of salt here, people. But apparently his jeans were sitting upright with, like, just his shin bones in them. Like, his shin and his feet were still in the jeans and the boot, but the other shit was just kind of, like, strewn around. So that's pretty damn weird.
Okay.
So, oh my god. You ever seen the Hills Have Eyes?
I haven't.
There's a scene in one of them where somebody gets hit in half by a log. And it makes me think that, oh my god, like, something fucking with big fucking force could have hit that dude enough where it fucking separated him in half. That's insane to me. That the fucking top half is just standing.
Oh, the bottom half.
The top half
was what was kind of just like strewn about the ground.
But it just makes me think, like, what the fuck?
I mean, I got a couple of theories on like, why maybe, and once again, this is a big maybe, but why his shit was sitting upright. It's like, if he froze to death while he was, like, shivering, sitting upright, something just, like, could have come along and taken his top half away, right? Like, it was below freezing. Things were probably brittle. You could probably get a pretty clean break,
Jesus.
You know?
Yeah, so if you're just like a bear wandering around the woods and this guy's not moving for a couple of days, you're like, yeah, it's probably worth it. And you go and you knock on him a little and his top falls off his bottom and you're just like, okay. I guess that's a freebie. and then another little creepy thing to throw in there. In 2006, another dude's remains were found at the same spot.
Wait, so another person's remains were found at the same spot?
Was it the same dudes? Condition?
Yeah, like no, there was no mention of like the shins just chilling in some jeans.
Yeah, that would have been. They were talking to each other.
But I don't know. I mean, like, it seems pretty odd that, like, two people would die in the exact same spot in the fucking wilderness. Like, it's not like a fucking hospice, man. People don't just, like, gather there to die, but it is what it is. It could be coincidence.
Right.
You know, I'm sure it has to happen at some point. Why can't it happen here? But anyways, yeah, no, the shin thing really got to me while I was reading, just, like...
Like, how that the fuck sucks. Does that
No, how do... What has to happen in order for your shins just to have to be there? Like, okay, well, so let's think about this. A bear? No. Usually, I mean, if a bear is going to eat you...
They would drag the whole carcass, right?
No, okay, so a bear will eat you in the place that they kill you, okay? They will sit there and they will eat you, but you will have bones there because they're not going to... eat your bones.
Not hungry for bones.
A bobcat, wildcat, anything of the sorts, will drag you back to their den before they eat you. Which is still weird because it's
not... I mean, that wouldn't have happened here because, like, the rest of his shit was still found nearby.
Yeah, because, like, how does a bobcat rip you in half? It's just what I want to know.
Well, I mean, it really was freezing temperatures.
Other than the... Yeah, see, that's where my only theory comes from. Yeah. It's like, it was super fucking cold. And therefore, like, maybe it was just so cold that they could easily break him in half. It's just a weird
God. It has to be really fucking cold for that shit to happen, too.
It really does.
What was the... Did they give you the temperature?
No, I mean, I just looked on that website, and it was, like, below 30. It wasn't, like, zero... I think it was like 20 degrees was the high or some bullshit like that.
Oh god.
Ew. So nothing too terrible.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, I kind of agree with Steven's theory is that it was so cold that maybe something had come along. I mean shit, it could have, I mean wolves are very strong too though. But I mean, I think if it would come to a pack, then they wouldn't just stop at the fucking bottom. Just... They wouldn't stop at the top half, you know, right?
I'm not.
Well,
I'm not...
it didn't mention if there was any meat in the pants or not, right? So like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm like some sick freak could have played Build-A-Bear a little bit and just like walked in like that.
Yeah.
Like, he fixed the bottom half, and then he realized like, ah, shit, I'm missing a couple of ribcages.
We're having.
Oh, I fucking hate you. You're going to hell for that one.
That's where you go.
God,
fucking terrible.
But yeah, and then, okay, so we'll go on to the next fella. Which, yeah, this one's really weird to me. Because this one seems like something that could, like, very easily happen to, like, one of us or something, right?
Great. Immediately hate that. I like that.
Yeah.
So this happened in 2020. Like,
like recent. Okay.
Yeah, like 4 years ago.
Great. All right.
This guy named Michael Bryson, and I'll try to be a little more respectful of this guy because his family's still like out and kicking and trying to figure out what happened to their son. So let's try to like keep an air of
respect.
Somewhat seriousness here.
All right.
So this guy is of Eugene, Oregon. That same Eugene, Oregon I talked about a minute ago. And he was 27. He went to a party, about 40 to 60 people, allegedly, where they were drinking, drugs, and listening to music. It's like a rave kind of thing.
Sure.
And it wasn't too uncommon for this guy. Like, he was a DJ. Like, his passion was music. So he would get called out to, like, do events and shit like this. They'd be like, hey, come down to, in this case it was called Hobo Campground. This dingy fucking place off the road, and we're gonna, like, do some drugs and party in the mountains, right? Which is what we would do if we lived anywhere near mountains. and so on August the 4th, 2020, on the way to the campground, he stopped by his parents' house and told them where he was going. Kind of like the last guy, he kept communication and you know, if you're going to go do some shit in the mountains, it's always wise to tell people. So he had a good relationship with him, and he was solid about keeping him in the loop. Well, he was last seen that next day, on August the 5th, 2020, about 4:30 a.m., and has never been seen since. Michael's parents were alerted to their son's disappearance at 5 p.m. the next day, that'd be August 6th. They got to the location, the sheriff's office was already there, and the rescue was already pretty much going. It was land and water, because there was like a little creek and a river nearby, and then just some ways he could have floated off. But as to what happened to him, there's a couple of conflicting stories. So we got that 4:30 in the morning time, and so what one group says is, one group of partiers, is he got up, they were like in a van. Nobody said what they were doing. And he left the van because he got upset about something and just started, like, walking into the woods. Okay. And then another group of people who were not in the van said they saw him get picked up in a different van down the road a little way and just, like, leave. Like, his boys came and picked him up or something, right?
Shit.
Like, fuck it, that dude's leaving. So hundreds of volunteers searched for over 700 total hours, over 15 separate organized searches in two counties. According to Detective Richard Smith with the Lane County Sheriff's Office, that's the local sheriff's office, Michael wandered away in an unknown direction and left his camping gear behind. His phone was shut off, he hasn't touched his bank account since, and there didn't seem to be any signs of foul play. Although he did mention that they're like they're open to the possibility, there's just no evidence to point to that.
So yeah. I want to point out, but between all of these missing 411 cases, there's something very predominant throughout most of them, and it's the amount of people that will go and search for these people. The amount of people that go out, and not only all of them have to be like, you know, police department, army.
Oh yeah, you could just volunteer to do that.
Yeah, but it's crazy to me how many people go out and look. And they don't find anything.
Like, I feel like if you're like in that kind of situation, though, you can really empathize, right? Like, say someone you knew from like a family that lived down the street went missing. Of course, you'd like take a fucking afternoon off work and go looking. Well, you would hope, right?
Yeah,
that's the better thing to do.
Well, and it's just crazy to me that the amount of people that go looking for these people and they just can't find anything.
Yep, and that's kind of what happened here.
This is fucking terrifying.
So this dude, he didn't just like up and leave because he was like pissed. He had like plans. Like he wanted to go to electrician school and get out of the fucking music life and like,
oh man,
fucking make something of himself. I did fucking okay. So like 4 months after the disappearance in December, this is just like a little thing. Parents got a call, and they got called all the time by people like over the next months. The dad was saying he would go out in his pickup truck after he'd get phone calls and, like, go search over, like, pile of bones. Bones that belonged to, like, deer or roadkill or whatever. And he would just, like, whenever he got a call, he'd just, like, get up and go look for him. For months and months. And there's still, like, a Facebook page and everything. I'll link it to the chat here in a second. But it's just absurd. This guy just, like, got up and walked into nowhere. Nobody could, like, had any story of what happened to him after he walked away. But 4 months later, a call was placed to the parents because somebody saw something about a mile west of that camp he was staying at. And it was a couple of things that Michael was reportedly wearing, but nothing more. So the same kind of t-shirt bullshit or whatever.
Right.
The parents were pretty skeptical of this because, like, I mean, that was reported on the news. So, like, anybody could have just, like, been a total fucking...
They're like, yeah, I saw this because it's public information.
Yeah, well, no. Like, they like, actually put, like, there were items there. Like, wow, the shit he was allegedly wearing were, like, on the ground.
So they could
just... I don't know. I think that's just, like, somebody being an asswipe. But if it's not somebody being an asswipe, that's super fucking weird.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but his parents, Michael Bryson's parents, were convinced fucking someone murdered their son. And no way to fucking prove it.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah, that's fucking horrifying.
Yeah, that's just crazy. That yeah, I mean, you could throw out there. Let's say like
Facebook page.
Let's say like, oh, hey, God, somebody did go out and kill their son. There's nothing. There's no...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they're ever going to have closure. I mean, yeah, that was 4 years ago now, and this Facebook page is, like, still somewhat active. Like, the latest post was 5 hours ago, and it is February 3rd, 2024.
Holy shit.
That's fucking nuts.
Oh, man, that sucks. I could never. I would...
It's just such a fucking a human thing, though, right? Like, he was just, like, going out and, like, partying on the outskirts of civilization where you won't get in trouble. Like, I don't know about y'all, but, like, I've gone out into the country and,
right,
you know, had a few and chilled with the boys, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, it's, you know.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. It's not nothing that, you know, we've all done. You know, I've been out to friends' houses, you know, popped fireworks out the outside of the city limits, had a couple drinks, driven back home, you know, stuff like that. You know,
and this guy was just like a guy with, like, life plans, and I don't know. I'm very empathetic towards this case, because it just seems like, I don't know, whether he just, like, maybe had a bad drug, or walked into the wilderness, or...
You know what's really crazy?
Maybe even just had enough of that party and thought he may walk home and just, like, took a wrong turn somewhere and was never seen again. It's just terrifying.
Jeez. What's crazy about your case is the one that I know that Matthew's about to talk about actually has some similar ties into this. Matthew, would you tell me about that one too? Because I know it's very similar.
Swanson. So this one, same thing. This, in my opinion, could happen to just about anybody, which is, to me, fucking horrifying. So basically, this dude, he finishes up high school, and he's partying with some of his buddies, and he drinks a little bit, but not too much to get him intoxicated, drives his car, and then drives it into a ditch after celebrating, and he gets on the phone, because he's uninjured. And he gets on the phone, talks to his parents, like, hey, can you guys come pick me up? He didn't know exactly where he was, but he was somewhere in the area of the woods. So he said it was near a place called Lind.
What was he doing? I'm sorry?
He was partying with his buddies after he was graduating high school.
Yeah, I guess they were celebrating graduating high school.
Yeah.
Not to, like, steal it here, but I do want to say... he decided that instead of taking the main roads back to his house, that he would take the back roads back to his house because he knew he had a couple drinks, but he knew he didn't have enough to be intoxicated, and that was
he didn't want that DWI, baby. I get it.
No, yeah, he didn't want to. Well, and that was a big thing that's brought up later by, like, some of his friends were all like, hey. You know, he was one of the he was responsible about what he was doing. Had a couple drinks and then he stopped drinking, like, I'm pretty sure, like, an hour before that he left. And so he gave himself time and he decided that he was going to take the back roads back
home. Oh, yeah. They just said the same thing. Whenever they had reports later on after the. What I'm about to talk about, the friends were like, yeah, hey, he didn't drink enough to get intoxicated. He just had maybe a couple, and he was fine. Same thing with his parents saying he didn't sound like he was, you know, he was intoxicated on the phone or, you know, in any kind of state of disarray. So he called his parents and was like, hey, can you guys come and pick me up? So he said he was around near this location, and they went and drove over to pick him up, but they weren't able to locate him. they remained on the phone with him until, after about 47 minutes, he exclaimed, "Oh shit," over the phone, and the phone line went dead. And he has not been found or heard from or seen since that day.
Holy fuck.
How would you like to be on the phone with your, you know, your son? He just graduated high school. You knew he was probably going to go out and do something, you know, whatever. And
I mean, like, he didn't fucking wreck his car and be like, "Oh shit, we're going to help out our kid," right?
Yeah, because if okay, so this case is actually a pretty well-known case if you ever frequent the spooky or the unexplained. Because this case gets brought up a lot. I do know that, like, he was telling his parents, "Hey, you know, come this way. Hey, come this way. You know, this and that." And they just could never find him. They were going down every back road they thought that he was on, trying to find him on the phone, because it was the dad and the mom driving.
I have a story like that where, like, my cousin, he got his truck stuck in the mud. And dude, he had no idea how the fuck to describe his location, and it wasn't even that far out of town. But, like, because he was getting just, like, some of the details wrong, I was barking up the wrong tree for the better part of an hour, and it was nobody's fault. He just, like, was inaccurately describing a little bit, and so I was looking at the right place, and I wasn't. It was very odd.
And what's crazy is we can, like, a little relate to this because of there being a lot of farm roads near where we live. There's a lot of farmers, there's a lot of dirt roads and stuff. And when I remember right, he was driving like some sedan. And just like accidentally drove off the road into a ditch and got high centered or something and stuck to where he couldn't move. And it's not anything that I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't hear, you know, or any of us would hear, you know, that it's just kind of like, "Oh no, you know, Bobby Joe down the street, he accidentally, you know, he went down one of the farm to market roads and it turned into..."
Yeah, it was a Chevy Lumina? Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, a Lumina. Yeah, it's a little, I think those are about the same size of a Chevy Cavalier, which they're not very big cars either.
Easily stuck in the mud or in the ditch, you know?
Yeah, it's just one of those things. You're driving late at night, you know, let's say something jumps out in front of you. It rained the night before, so the road's a little slick, and you run off the road or something. And, you know, they just couldn't find this guy.
So did they find his car?
So they did find his car. In the morning, whenever all this went down, the police was, of course, the police got involved, and, you know, they found his car, there wasn't much going on with it aside from it still being stuck, and that, you know, it wasn't too much, saying that he wasn't hurt. The police were telling the parents, "Hey, maybe he either, A, he wandered off. Or, you know, this is something pretty common that these people do, that these kids that are, you know, little young high school kids, you know, sometimes they'll just want to go off and do their own thing for a little bit, right?" Well, that's what they had told them for a little while, until a few days pass and a little bit longer. And so then they start to have a search going on with some people who are volunteers and police officers and hounds to try and pick up a scent for this kid. So whenever they were starting one of these searches, they thought that, maybe he had fallen and drowned inside of, what was the name of the river? I think it was the Yellow Medicine River. Yellow Medicine River. It was around where the car was found. And they thought that was it, that he maybe stumbled over. Maybe he was a little bit more drunk than people thought he was and he drowned. However, the dogs, whenever they were checking for his scent, they went to the river, and then they went past the river and kept going down the trail, which is a theory, which is what makes me think in agreement to what the mom thinks, is that he did not drown, and that it was that it had to be something else that had happened. But, you know, I could be wrong. It could be that he did just end up... But there was no body recovered either, which is also odd.
Oh, this one's fucking me up, man. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting the chills. Honestly, I've never heard of this. This is terrifying.
You've never heard... Oh, wow.
No, this is...
So I'll describe it as, so it says, while the trail followed by one of the dogs went to the Yellow Medicine River, and despite her son's last known words, saying, oh shit, and then, you know, fucking the line going dead, the mother, Annette Swanson, didn't know that he drowned, and after following the scent to the water, the dogs had continued up across to the other side and along that riverbank to another gravel road, where it continued north towards Yellow Medicine County line, and then ended. And Brian Swanson, the father, also recalled that any alcohol the son had consumed earlier in the evening was notwithstanding. Yeah, it didn't. Because he didn't seem disoriented or confused or anything during when they talked on the phone for like 40 minutes. If he was still alive, there are other possibilities, although they appear remote, and he could have intentionally disappeared, which is I don't really buy. I don't understand what what the perks of that would be. But his parents don't believe that. Yeah, I don't either. They could not rule out foul play, even though there was no evidence of it. His name is Vizek? I hope I said that right. His name was... I'll just call him Jack, because he was one of the officers involved. Jack had said he couldn't rule out foul play, even though there was no evidence of it, and saying, and quoting, someone could have been in the shadows, and they got him that way, and speculating that he got kidnapped. Which is also not great, but, you know, better than just fucking unexplained disappearance.
He was in the middle of fucking nowhere. Who's gonna just, like...
Yeah, like, who the fuck...
Choose that opportunity to kidnap somebody.
It's just, it's very... Know. It seems very, rub your hands clean of it type thing of, like, you know, oh, he drowned, or, oh, shit, you know, he probably got kidnapped, or he wandered, that kind
of
shit.
Yeah, but,
happens.
Like, the thing is, if he drowns in a lake, don't they, like, dredge the lake, or send divers down and check that shit? Wouldn't they have found something?
It's that just, I do not know.
It's, I have no idea. Yeah, it's just...
And there's later searches as well.
That's absurd.
After the original search, with no signs of the body, most likely assuming the body, or just Swanson in general, most of the efforts were discontinued, but the sheriff continued to walk for 2 miles of the Yellow Medicine River, that area, every day for 30 days afterwards. And the Swansons left their porch light on all night as a symbol of their hope that Brandon would eventually return and be found, and still do. By the way, this happened in 2008, and it's still ongoing. And searches kept resuming later that fall, and then in 2010, the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension took over as lead agency on the case, and they set up a tip line. 90 leads have been reported, but they have yet to find anything.
Yeah, I, from what I understand, a lot of these things get, like, leads that lead fucking nowhere, just, like, people calling in for...
Or just being dickheads.
Reasons aren't necessarily, like, the kindest or whatever.
Oh, yeah. But, fucking terrible.
You know...
I got a weird one for you, fellas. Not necessarily related to this specifically, but it reminded me of it. And it's this very deep fear I have, especially just, like, having a wife and a kid. And, like, it's that urge to protect and, like, always kind of...
Oh, yeah.
You know, have the upper hand. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
But... Anyway, so my buddy told me these stories growing up, and they've been corroborated by multiple sources multiple times. But I don't know if it's a local legend or if somebody heard about it online or started telling it like they knew it, but it doesn't matter where it came from. In this instance, it took place on a local road, but it could take place on any road. And all it was a truck parked on the side of the road with their flashers on. And a couple of people standing outside it. And the inclination of empathetic human beings is, hey,
Maybe I should pull over and help them, right? Maybe they're having some trouble. But for whatever reason, instead of doing that, people get a gut feeling. And the way my buddy told this story so long ago is he was driving with his mom on this road. He's in the passenger seat. I saw this white pickup truck off the side of the road with his hazards on. And his mom, who reportedly, both before and after, just like unrelated to this story, has no gut feeling. Like, she just doesn't have that intuition that most of us have.
She was just like, pull over.
You just pull over to help. But for whatever reason, my buddy, his intuition said no. So much so he started screaming at her because she was just going to pull over and help. And he said as they continued to drive past, there was just something wrong with those people. They just didn't seem right. Their eyes weren't quite there. You know, the body language was off. And I think about that shit a lot. To the point I like tell my wife, hey, if you're just out with our son, fuck a stranger, bro.
Yeah. Of course, my wife has a fear of going out on her own, just in general. She has high anxiety about taking the kids out by herself. And so a lot of times she won't go out by herself.
Well, there's sometimes it's simply unavoidable, right?
Like, yeah. Well, you know, and it's even like, you know, in some cases of like in like her high anxiety and stuff, I plan on getting her resources to protect herself better.
Some of those Texan resources, huh?
Yeah. Y'all know what I mean by Texan resources about means to protect herself, and she does want one, but you know, I mean, I have come to the conclusion that, yeah, sure. Let's, you know, you could throw out Bigfoot, you could throw out aliens. I think the scariest thing on the face of the earth is people with intention.
Yeah.
Is human beings with intention have to be some of the scariest form of anything on earth.
Oh, yeah. I think it's worse when it's hard to imagine the intention, right? Like, I don't see any good reason to just kidnap a stranger, but there's probably people who do. You know?
Oh yeah,
fucked.
But I do want to bring this up real quick while we're talking about missing people in forest or in different locations. Okay, so one of the things that I read is if you're ever missing out in a forest, and let's think about this. If you're ever missing out in a forest, don't keep walking.
Oh yeah. No, stay put. It's like getting fucked up in the snow. Just fucking don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Just sit down. Stay put. The easiest way to find you is if you're in the same place. If you keep moving, you're either going to go in the wrong direction or you're going to end up exhausting yourself more to where you can't survive long enough. So let's say any of our subscribers, any of our followers, y'all ever go out to a national park and you find yourself lost off a trail and stuff? Plant your ass down in the ground. Find a good open spot. And I mean, unless there's like...
Fucking wait. It's also worth mentioning, always take GPS. Not one that's on your phone, but like a dedicated device.
Yep, that's
and also a whistle, because yelling works, but your vocal cords are going to give out far before anybody finds you. So a whistle just takes air.
Food, whistle, map, GPS. I mean, even shit. Bring a fucking compass.
The most important thing you can bring is a friend.
Yep. Yeah. Try to stay as close as you can to one another, and even if you can't, you know, even if you're going all alone, make sure you let, you know, everyone know your full intentions of what you're doing, so that way if something does go wrong, they can notify people as quick as possible.
Oh, yeah. Don't just be like, hey, I'm going to do this today, and, like, don't tell anybody, because that's...
Yeah, if you decide, hey, I'm going to go out, and, I mean, even shit, even if you put down in our comment section, hey, I'm going out to, you know, this and this, you know...
Somebody could know that maybe you have a YouTube channel or some bullshit. Like, I don't know. Anything is better than nothing. Obviously, like, tell your parents or your best
buddies, tell anyone close.
Most applicable, but...
Shit, tell your boss. I mean, tell somebody. The in these cases,
the boss is a good one because they'll know exactly when you're fucking missing.
Yeah, they'll be like, "Where the fuck are you? Come to work."
He didn't show up to work for 2 weeks. That's crazy,
man. Amount of whenever I was doing my research for the 411 cases, and unfortunately, I cannot name the specific ones. Is children is another big one that comes into play.
Yeah,
there's one I remember passively, and it's a kid who was like, they were out hiking somewhere. And he just, like, they looked away for, like, 2 fucking seconds, and he was just, like, gone. They found him in the middle of a fucking swamp, like, bone dry. Like, yeah. He was, like, hanging onto a tree stump, complaining about, like, the cows were scaring him. There were no cows nearby. He was in a fucking swamp, and he was, like, dry. Like, he wasn't, like, dirty from swamp water, and there was no way he could have gotten to where he was while remaining dry. Fuck? Like,
yeah, no, there was one, and I can't bring up the specific case, but they were Boy Scouts, and they were going out and doing Boy Scout stuff. And one of the scout leaders, they were out, and I believe they were fishing. It was a troop leader and a kid, and they were fishing out, and this kid had bright outfit on. I'm talking, he had like this silver bright jacket on with red Nike pants.
The
on.
Shit you wear if you don't want to get lost in the wilderness.
Yeah, like, no, bright ass shit. Okay, so the kid was like, "Hey, I'm going back to camp real quick," and the scout leader was like, "All right, fine, it's not that far." So the kid took his fishing pole and went to go back to camp, and he was walking, and the scout leader turned around and watched him, and there was a split or like a fork in the path. You know, like, right went to the camp, left went the wrong way. And the kid started going to the left, and the camp leader had watched him, you know. He was like, "Hey, you know, turn around, go to the right." And, you know,
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Kid was like, "Oh, okay," and you turn around and went back to the right, and that was the last time anyone has ever seen him.
If I'm not mistaken with that case, like, there's only like 5 to 10 meters of area where he wouldn't have been seen.
Yeah, and the kid was supposed to come back to the scout leader with, you know, stuff or whatever. I don't know what he was supposed to bring back, but he was supposed to come back. And, like, you know, time went by.
Like, fucking 5 minutes later, he's like, "Where's this kid?"
Yeah, he's like,
It was a very short period of time. Like, relative to these guys who are like, and 12 hours later, they're like, "We might call the cops."
Like, yeah, no, this was, like, within a short period. So the scout leader went up to the camping area, and there was a bunch of people there. And they were like, "Hey, have you seen this kid?" And they were like, "No, we haven't seen him at all." And so, you know, of course, he goes up to the other scout leaders and is like, "Hey, this kid's fucking missing." And, of course, the scout leader decides that, he tells one scout leader, and the other scout leader decides to tell all the kids, "We're going to look for this kid, and if we don't find him by morning, he's dead."
Oh, my God.
Which is, you know.
No, I would like to mention, as a Boy Scout myself, that's pretty much the sense of humor. Like, I have said that regarding someone who got lost on a trail before. I'm like, "Well,
oh, my
if we can't
God.
Find him, he's fucking dead."
Jesus. So I'm guessing it's said in jest, right?
No, yeah.
Okay,
I don't think he was like,
okay,
just, like,
that's actually kind of crazy.
Don't worry.
But, so, you know, of course, the kids go out, and some of the scout leaders went out, but they didn't really think anything of, like, importance.
Yeah, how they're could like, this kid get fucking lost? He's, they're like, wearing bright shit. Just, like, look like, around for him for a minute. Jesus.
They're like, oh, well, we'll find him. And, like, 6 hours went by, and they're like, okay, fuck, we should probably go out and find this kid. And...
No, that's the best part of Boy Scouts, man. That shit's laissez-faire. Fucking hands off. Like, let kids be kids in the fucking woods.
Yeah, no,
and,
they...
Like, it taught me a lot of shit growing up, and I really respected it. But at the same time, people just, like, disappear sometimes. She's like, Jesus.
Yeah, they never found that kid. Right out... Yep. Well, the craziest thing about the case is usually, okay, let's say you're gonna run from... because they always thought, you know, hey, an animal went after him or something. They never found the fishing pole. So that means, you know,
he
either
got his fishing pole.
Either if he was, either if he was kidnapped or if he was taken by animals or something, usually your first thing would be to drop your fishing pole and run. They never found it. So whoever or whatever happened caused his, also him and his fishing pole to go missing, which is kind of crazy because usually you'll find some remnants of something, but they found nothing.
So I got some big ideas for you fellers, if you want to kind of hear them.
Okay. Sure.
So, we live in a time and a space where everything is kind of what it seems, right? Like, this is going to get significantly, like, less serious than talking about, like, missing people with names, so...
I'm here for it.
Just kind of a cool off from the series, right? But I have no idea where I heard it, man. It was on some podcast. I could have sworn it was, like, the Babylon Bee dude, the guy who made that website. just, like, talking about conspiracy theories or something. But I can't... God, I wish I could find it again. I haven't been able to. But for whatever reason, this guy was convinced that, like, for some reason that we don't understand, the U.S. and the Nazis spiked a deal. The Nazis would lose that war, and in return, they had access to, like, kidnap a number of people from our parks, just, like, throughout the future. Ensuring that they were able to, like, keep their time travel technology to, like, themselves, right? So they lost the war from our perspective, but they just got to, like, bounce to the moon or go to the future or something. And occasionally, maybe they just, like, needed more kind of pure Aryan blood, or where they were going, there was, like, a risk of inbreeding, or for some reason, they needed people. And I don't know how true it is, but I've heard it from multiple sources, and these are YouTube sources, so it could just be total bullshit.
They're great sources.
But a lot of the missing 411 people are of predominantly German descent.
No way.
And I don't even know how you would fucking, like, Google to prove that. Because I've tried, just out of curiosity, and I haven't gotten anywhere. So, this is in the realm of Steven talking bullshit.
That's crazy. This is batshit. Let's just crazy off the wall. I like it.
Continue to ground ourselves here, but that's why, like, nobody takes it seriously when you think people should, right? Because for whatever reason, whether it be the people on top or just, like, for some reason we don't get, the deal was made, and so we can't really put up too much of a fuss when the occasional person just gets zooped off the earth.
I figured it out. It was Nazi Bigfoot people.
Yes. That is it.
That is
What was that guy's name? He was halfway there.
Dave Pilates.
Yeah, he was fucking halfway on it, man. I put the puzzle together. We solved it, actually.
Which is crazy is you know, he wrote books on Bigfoot and stuff. So I mean, you know, he was getting there.
But then on the flip side of the coin, like with the kid wearing the bright clothes and getting his fishing pole, like that brings me almost into, like, the Twilight Zone. Like, maybe there's just, like, a realm, like, set on top of ours that we don't really get to play with, but they can play with us, you know?
Yeah, it just
and sometimes shit them, just happens. Or maybe, like, for whatever reason, space was wrong. Maybe the rules were different in a certain spot where he laid his foot that no one else did for a certain time that maybe didn't exist anymore afterwards. And he just walked through some type of doorway and just never came back.
That's crazy to think, too. I mean, you know, it's all up to speculation at that point. So
yeah, I mean, the past fucking 15 minutes has been just like pure speculative bullshit.
None of this is meaningful, shit at the wall, but none of it's sticking. But
I think it's worth thinking about every now. The fact that like maybe these aren't the rules.
So there's also another theory of why these people go missing, and it's feral people in the woods. Like, just people that we don't know that live inside the woods, that are just human beings that are just completely off the grid, batshit off the wall.
More like our ancestors than us, you know, like the crazy.
Yeah, no, they're the first.
Driven by instinct, no reason, just, yeah. Yeah, I think about that too sometimes. Like, there was
I'm gonna interrupt you just real quick. I have to go to the bathroom.
We'll take a brief pause. I'll keep talking. He can go pee. So there's this family. I'm gonna take a moment to Google it.
Okay. it wasn't my boy, the cannibal family.
Pretty well documented. Fucking the Lykov family. That's what it is. Okay. Of old believers. And that's like old Orthodox Eastern religion Christians who, like, I don't know. We're all about being in the 1600s, but only in modern time kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
True. They spent 42 years just away from human society.
What the in fuck?
Southern Siberia.
Oh, I've heard of this.
In 2019, dude, they explained how, like, locals were, like, talking to him just, like, every now and then. And even dating back to the 50s, there's, like, a fucking thing about it. But they didn't know, like, they didn't really know much about the Soviet Union. They didn't know what a fucking TV was. Like, they just weren't a part of this world. Yet they, in their own right, were as equal as you or me in terms of, like, being a human. They just didn't participate.
Dude, that's
you know, in the same way we know how. And that's just insane to me. Okay, so it looks like in 78 their location was discovered by a helicopter pilot. So imagine you're like flying a helicopter
oh, and you shit, like stumble what's that?
Upon people who were like living in a different time. Right? Like we just like met some prairie people who like didn't know what a fucking motor was, like they never heard of gasoline ever, you know.
Oh, what was what was those islands in Indonesia?
You're thinking of the Sentinel Islands.
Yeah, the Sentinel Islands
off the coast of India, where the only contact they have is like when they threw a bunch of fucking spears in the plane.
Yeah, killed a few people like on missionary trips and stuff.
Have I talked about that on the podcast? The Sentinel Island. I don't know how like leaving thing I've ever done. Oh my god.
I'm very happy for you. We talked about the Lykov family, the Russians who like were just away from people for like half a century.
Oh, that's crazy! I didn't
know what a fucking TV was. It doesn't matter too much.
You know, I bring.
But I'll say it again, man. The Sentinel Island people don't know India's a fucking thing. They don't know what there are fucking boats out there that patrol the waters to make sure people don't contact them. They have no concept of that, and they think every now and then a metal bird flies across the sky, and that's what it is.
Hey, well,
what if there's an India with boats around Earth and we're just like left alone to fucking do our own thing for reasons outside of our understanding? Like, I don't know. I think I've already gone off on this once, but
no, you know, it could be. We could just be living here and, you know, as a game.
It's, what is it, the prison Earth theory or some bullshit? Like,
yeah, sounds about
we
right.
We are the Australia of the alien.
We were so kick-ass in space as, like, space people that they're like, nah, man, send them back to the Stone Age. And then they took away all our super nuclear fucking spaceship fuel and made us, like, figure it out without it.
I'm here for it. And then we figured it out again. Time to repeat the process.
I think if I was stuck in the Siberian wilderness for 40 years with only my family, I think we'd all be dead in a week.
Yeah,
no, same.
Hate to say it, sorry, babe, but that's what it is.
It's just, it ain't lasting. Well, I mean, you know, we got a good wrap-up. We got, so, you know, we got anything from Bigfoot to, you know, just people just going missing in forest. Or randomly in the middle of nowhere after you decide to park your car, you know, you accidentally slide off the road and park your car somewhere and, you know.
Slide off the face of the fucking earth?
Yeah, for some reason.
disappearing within like 10 fucking... Oh my god.
But so, on the other hand, we did solve why these people went missing, and it's Nazi Bigfoots. And so that's good enough for me. I think we should just close the cases.
Case closed.
True. No, everybody go home. We're good.
To all those families out there that are out there looking for their kids, we're not taking one of it. But, you know, hey, you know.
It's a Nazi Bigfoot, and I do sincerely hope that these people can actually be found one day.
Same here.
All right, well, I'll catch you all later. That's pretty depressing. Bye.
Yeah, anyways, y'all have a good night. Wait, hold on. We got to give shout-outs to the newest commenters. Hold on, let me pull it up real quick, because we got some new people, and everybody else that's coming to join, thank you. I do want everyone to know as well that the podcast is also found on Spotify under, Matthew, what is it, V2?
Vidith 22.
Yep.
Is it V2?
Yeah, it's
it's all under Vidith 22 from what I saw.
Yeah, so, you know, if you don't want to watch it on YouTube, you can go to Spotify and Audio Boom.
Yes, the V22 podcast. It's Audio Boom is what distributes it.
Oh, okay. But anyways, so we got...
That's like saying, like, you can buy chips from Frito-Lay. Like, I guess you probably could, but that's not their job.
They're also late. But anyway, so we got Haley Clark. She came in from... she's one of Edith's subscribers. She came over and, you know, was liking it. She also liked the ending of the last video where Matthew decided that not to tell one of her friends that it was his birthday dinner and he had already showed up to dinner. So we had to shut the podcast off early. That was why everything was a mayhem at the end.
Oh, my goodness, gravy. Yeah, let's just throw him under the bus for that one.
No, really batting
1,000 over here. Jeez.
We also got Wing Course, which has been a longtime fan of both me, Saren, Vidith, and just, you know, she's been around
just
since
a cool
day
person.
One. Oh, yeah. She's been around for a while.
I thought Wings and I were a little bit of homies, but it has been a while.
We'll it's been a minute. One of these days, we'll get back on the streaming thing again, but, you know. And we got DJ...
I've never made Counter-Strike good.
Well, I mean, supposedly there's a big update supposed to be coming out for Counter-Strike here soon, but, you know,
big
we'll
money.
See. But we got DJ UnoWho267 with another banger. I hope you like this one. This one's wild, and I hope you like the cases. And,
the guy got the me profile picture? That's a winner?
Right yeah, there. No, and we got Steven Hotswap with the Steven. Oh, wait. Wait a minute.
Steven?
Steven?
Hello?
Hello? Shout out
get
to
some
Steven.
Of that ranch-style beans, baby. I will catch you all later.
Shout out to Weekly for his audio edits, and I know he's in there somewhere and he's listening to me.
You better listen to me.
Wing said you shouldn't get paid, so make a case for it, I guess.
Yeah, you take that up with Winged. Anyways, Matthew... I think this has been the Barking Boys podcast.
This has been the
sure
Barking
has.
Boys podcast.
Y'all have a good night, good morning, and good evening.
All right, deuces.
Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.